In this view, we see two things. We note that the alley between H3 and H4 is densely populated with leucine, isoleucine, valine, and phenylalanine residues, but entirely devoid of acidic or basic residues. Conversely, it's in the periphery of the helix-2-helix-2 structure that we find all the acidic and basic residues. On the left, in H4, you can perhaps see that there are several high-quality intrahelix ionic bonds between the R groups of acidic and basic amino acid residues. Such ionic bonds support only the structure of this individual alpha helix, but play no direct role in helix-2-helix-2 association, since the latter association, as we can now see, is purely hydrophobic in nature. The subunits shown here are the white H3A and the red H4B. Needless to say, an identical helix-2-helix-2 hydrophobic alley is found in the space between the subunits of the twofold rotated H3-H4 cousin. The alley between subunits H2A and H2B has a different amino acid sequence, but with respect to its high content of hydrophobic residues and virtual absence of basic and acidic residues, it is qualitatively the same as this one.